Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey.
Yay. Welcome. What's up? What's up?
Gary, what is going on?
Sharon, darling, we got all the tea, baby, from the 2021 BET Awards last night.
Also, we got a dish about our very own superstar, The Brat, who hit up the Verses. She also hit up Wendy, and she was on The Shy.
And Portia, 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 you got to tell us everything that happened at your birthday on P Island.
What? Woo! Yes.
Also, I dished with Don Cheadle and Benicio Del Toro about their brand new movie. But before we get to that, Brat was popping.
Man, all right, y'all. It's time to kick the show off with a Portia's. No. I mean a 2021 BET Awards baby report.
Okay. Yes. Come with
it. So last night, Cardi surprised fans when she hit the stage with her hubby Offset and his group Migos, rocking a huge baby bump, making this baby number two for one of hip-hop's favorite couples, y'all. And although it was a pretty big baby bump, Cardi didn't let nothing stop her from rocking a sexy see-through Dolce & Gabbana bedazzled jumpsuit and dropping it like it was hard
That's
on stage.
Right.
Woo!
She rocked it.
She did rock it.
She rocked it down, and she brought it all the way back to the top.
It kind of bothered me, though, a little bit last night. I mean, Beyonce did it first, honey. So, I mean, she should have just came on out and danced.
Were y'all genuinely surprised by this? Like,
yeah.
Yo, but Portia, watching Cardi do that hurt my knees and my back. You did the same thing when you were pregnant with PJ. How do y'all do this?
I'll tell you how we do it. The knees don't really give out to the third trimester. Them last 3 weeks is when you be like, well, I'm gonna need is a wheelchair. But now you can drive below all the way up until then.
Let me tell you something. When I was pregnant with Jeffrey was when I was feeling my sexiest. I was dropping it like it was hot. It's a wonder I didn't get pregnant twice.
Oh, yes.
Yes. That's when you're really feeling sexy. Yes, girl.
Put a delayed twin in there, right, Sherry?
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so well, Cardi's pregnancy reveal was one of the many fly moments last night at the 2021 BET Awards. Now, the mistress of ceremonies, Taraji P. Henson, kept the celebration for the year to black women popping with multiple outfit changes in honor of some serious female icons. Our girl Meg Thee Stallion gave everybody lots of body, yaddy, 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 while taking home a total of 4 awards and one of them being for best female rap artist. Mm-hmm. Now, the ever-controversial Lil Nas X gave you Michael Jackson Remember the Time vibes while he was performing his hit song Montero, a.k.a. Call Me By Your Names. And he ended it up with an ill kiss that, you know, left a lot of people scratching their heads. And I'm sure Gary wishes he was a part of this situation.
Not at all, honey.
Not at all.
Gary want to be in the middle.
Can you imagine Gary and all that? They'd be like, who invited their uncle? Come on now. Who invited their uncle?
Don't try it, Negro.
Gotta send a major shout out to the Queen. Queen Latifah received the Lifetime Achievement Award and wished all of her fans a happy Pride during her speech. And the people that performed before her, like, the tribute was amazing.
That was crazy.
The night wouldn't have been complete without a Rough Riders tribute to the late, great DMX, man.
Yes.
It was action-packed.
So what was y'all favorite moment from last night?
You know what I love, Portia? I love the entire show. When people say, why y'all gotta have something just for black people?
Exactly.
I loved it because it was for us, it was by us, and I was immersed in our culture.
I have to go for Megan Stallion. I gotta stand for Megan Stallion's performers. She killed it.
Yeah.
But the fact that she had real Decatur booty up on the stage, them girls had ass like I grew up with.
Well, the BET Awards was definitely lit, but the Versus Bow Wow and Soulja Boy battle this past weekend was like the 2000s all over again, because with Bow Wow and Soulja going through all their hits and playfully roasting each other at the same time, which I love. But let me tell you what the favorite moment was. When our sis, Brat, made her second Versus appearance, killing the stage with her So Def Family, Bow Wow, and Jermaine Dupri, and it looked like you had so much fun because you literally showed your ass, Brat. Come on now.
Yeah,
it made an appearance.
That was awful.
I know it was awful for you, Gary. I enjoyed it. The adrenaline was pumping, and Bow was doing his thing. I was so proud of him because he is such a performer. Yeah. So when it was time for me to go out, I was like, I got to at least meet his energy. So I was ready to kill it and do my thing. So I had a great time.
Yo, Brett, you've been in a couple verses now. Like, when are you going to get your own verses, and who would you want to battle?
Yes. Ooh.
Well, you know, I really have no idea, but when Eve and Trina was getting ready to do theirs, I think they had called me and said Eve had got sick or whatever, and I turned it down because I want to get the proper promo. I want to I don't want to be a second thought. Even though they offered $150,000, I still said no.
I mean, not for nothing, like, Brett got the catalog to go against just about anybody, so like I don't even feel like you should have to go against a female just because that's what people expect you to do.
Well, anyway, honey, my niece Portia, honey, now she celebrated her 40th birthday with a bang, honey. Woo! Now she had an extravagant birthday party, y'all. Now we were set sail to P Island, honey. Yes. P Island. And there were lots and lots of guests, including myself, the ladies from Married to Medicine, Dr. Heavenly, Toya Bush Harris, and Dr. Simone Whitmore, Giselle Bryan from Real Housewives of Potomac. Oh, and there was a lovely head crack, honey. He was there too, honey. And y'all, Portia looks stunning, honey. But Portia, darling, now tell them, honey, how much of a good time we had. Just tell them all, honey, when they were looking at all that versus mess, honey, we were on P Island.
Versus came on after that. Thank you.
P Island, you don't need a passport. All you gotta do is come with some fun and some love. And I wanna thank all y'all for showing up for me. Like, when I tell y'all, we had a ball, like, we had a time. We had performers there, like, you know, the big Brazilian performers or carnival performers. And fire throwers and everything. It was just so nice. My baby really did show out for me. I know, but I missed you and Sherry and Chewy.
I missed y'all so much. I had to go to LA.
Well, the party was really beautiful, though. I enjoyed your mama and your aunts, honey, and everybody, which I always liked them. So it was really nice. Yeah. I really enjoyed myself, so it was a really nice time.
Yes.
I be asking them why y'all like Gary so much, but they do. I can't stop
them.
I try
to see an old white woman.
Now, Heidi, darling, what's this? Now, I hear about people trying to find Kate Winslet's house.
Well, Gary, Kate Winslet starred in the HBO show Mayor of Easttown. Mm-hmm. And that show, I don't know if you know or not, but it was actually filmed. Some parts of it were filmed in Pennsylvania at a real life house. Like, the house that they show is her house, is an actual house. And fans are so obsessed with the show that they're driving to that part of town trying to find that house so they can take pictures in front of it. And the owner of the house once had to ask a fan to stop taking pictures when she and her kids were out in the front yard playing. Like, okay, you guys, it's just a house. Yeah. Like, you got to move on. She even caught someone looking into her front window late at night. All of this caused her to put up signs that said private property, no trespassing. And the police department even had to get involved saying, okay, guys, you got to go. It's just a house, okay? Like, move it along. There's nothing to see here.
I don't feel sorry for her at all because, you know, being out here in Los Angeles, you know, I'm familiar with the biz. And there are site coordinators basically go out and they see this, they find the site, they find the house going, this is great. This is going to be, you know, mayor's house in Easttown. Mm-hmm. They go up, knock on the door and said, hey, we'd like to use your house for, you know, shooting a television show.
You get a bit of money.
They're like, nah, I like my privacy. And they're like, okay, we'll give you $5,000 a day. Okay. I mean, it's quite a bit of money that she made, and probably for a house in Pennsylvania, $5,000 a day and all the shooting days, maybe, you know, would you take a mortgage-free house to every now and then catch somebody looking in your windows? I would.
We have been asked if they could use our...
For what? It's a teardown? And that's a whole new show they're trying to shoot. It's a teardown.
Yeah. And I'm like, I get what you're doing, and I'm sure that'd be great for some people, but I said no to it.
You said no?
Oh, yeah. I don't want that.
Oh, my God. No. I would put my house up. My house would be the biggest whore in the neighborhood. Well, if you're obsessed with Dish Nation, stay away from my house. More Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, all right, y'all, honey. Friday, honey, my girl, Miss Brad, baby, went on my niece's show, Miss Wendy Williams, honey. Yes, that's right, honey. Now, they're both, honey, my nieces, but, baby, they ain't cousins, honey. Now, anyway, what happened, baby, when Wendy tried to flirt with Brad, child?
Did you hear me talk about you during Hot Topics? I think I heard, I came in on you saying something a little bizarre.
You got, can you refresh
and rewind and tell me what you said, girl?
Well, you got a strong pickup game, unless that's the way you always speak to attractive women.
The last time we talked and I text you, it was after I saw your documentary, and I felt like you ain't got no real friends, and I wanted to be your friend, so I called to check on you.
No, you said more than that.
I probably asked you if you were a... No, girl, you better check your phone because I got the same receipts. I got the same phone. And don't do that, girl. I mean, I love you, but I ain't never been attracted to you, girl.
Brett served Wendy up on a platter because Wendy tried it. Wendy ain't even on head crack no more. She is all over Brett, and she let her have it. And she let her know.
Don't say that.
Brett was very disrespectful, Wendy. But anyway, Brett.
No, she wasn't.
What?
No, she wasn't.
You are full of it, Gary. I was very nice to Wendy.
You were very nice.
I was very respectful, but she couldn't tell me about something that happened that did not happen. I'm not going to let that slide. I politely let her know she's not my cup of tea. And no, never would I try to holler at her. Never have I been attracted to her. But I tried to be super nice about it because I really like Wendy as a person. I really do think she needs real friends.
Well, if she would have said it one more time, I was waiting on Judy to jump out with some miracle drops
on her
ass. That's what I was waiting on.
Oh, gosh. It was a busy weekend for our girl, Brad. We love it so much because she also, did y'all see this guest starring role on last night's episode of the show?
Yes, baby.
Brett had a bit of an entanglement. You see her arms around that neck? A bit of an entanglement. Y'all take a look.
You alone? I am. Is that how you want to be, though? Why? You trying to keep me company?
So good, now, Brett.
First of all, it was so good, this turn in the drama, and I know you thanked the show's creator, Lena Waithe, in your Instagram post, and this is what Lena Waithe said back to you. She says, so proud of you, legend, exclamation point. You bodied your role as So-So Brat. We ain't seen the last of your character. That's all I'm going to say.
Brett, inquirer minds want to know, how many takes did it take for you to get that kiss down right? Was that a one and done, or did y'all have to shoot that like multiple times from different angles?
You know, they had to get it from different angles, so I had to do it a few times. I'm so grateful to Lena Waithe for giving me the opportunity, and with that opportunity, I knew I had to kill it. I couldn't half-ass and do the part. I had to really kill it.
Sherry, how many times did you watch this clip? I need to know. Girl, how many times you watched this clip?
Let me tell you something. Hold on. I went to bed watching it. I woke up watching it. I woke up at 2 in the morning and I watched it again.
Did you smoke a cigarette?
Ooh. I'm leaving. I'll see y'all
later.
Don't
leave, Brett.
Baby, I live.
All right, check this out. Warner Brothers Studio Tour Hollywood just had its grand reopening, and I was lucky enough to get a sneak peek, y'all. It was a good time. I got to check out the sets from The Big Bang Theory and the iconic Central Perk from Friends, which now has a working coffee shop and the fountain from the show's opening.
Oh!
And there's a new interactive grand finale with highlights from the DC Universe and Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts. And by the way, I got to try the Sorting Hat, but I wasn't very happy with the results. I thought I was Hufflepuff. Apparently, I am not. You should really check it out for yourself when you're in town, y'all. It's a great time. If you want more information, WBStudioTour.com. It was a blast, y'all.
You look good. Look at them legs, Chewy.
I
love when Chewy let them legs out.
All right, well, up next, I'm talking to Don Cheadle and Benicio Del Toro about their new movie, No Sudden Move. So don't you make no sudden moves, all right? Keep it right there.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, I have two legends with me here today to talk about their latest movie, No Sudden Move, coming to HBO Max on July 1st. Award-winning actors, producers, and filmmakers Don Cheadle and Benicio Del Toro. What's up, fellas?
Thank you. What's happening?
Hey, man, you guys have delivered once again an intense film from start to finish. And, you know, and I pose these questions to both of y'all. Have you ever made a sudden move that worked out in your favor?
Hey, I wouldn't have two kids if I didn't know how to make a sudden move.
There's a whole bunch of people.
I scored one.
Tested that as well.
Yeah, a lot of nods. I hear a lot of nods out there like, yep.
That was a sudden move.
Yeah. How about you, Benicio?
Yeah, I scored once, yeah.
Yeah, good job.
I scored once, yeah.
If you had to go on a sudden heist, with former co-stars from projects that you were involved with previously, who would you build your crew with?
Well, I'm, you know, contractually obligated to name some of the people from the Ocean's movie, or I get blowback. But Benicio would definitely be, you know, riding shotgun, although I would have to watch him very carefully.
I would definitely have to take Don Cheadle, but I'll let Steven Soderbergh take the wheel.
So let's just say, if the cops came to you guys both in real life and offered you $100,000 each to tell the whereabouts of each other, who's giving it up first?
Neither one of us. I'm giving you up immediately.
I think I'm giving him up right away.
You know,
I'm a method actor, man.
You said 100, they're like, I'm in. He's like, we didn't even tell you 100,000. You're like, yeah, didn't matter, 100, whatever, I'm in. There he is, over there.
Okay, now if you could both finish this phrase for me. A sudden move could
get you a family. I thought we already covered this.
A sudden move can get you in jail.
No diggity.
So what's the score?
We're sending a man that works in an office to pick something up. You are part of a babysitting team watching his family while he does it.
Good morning.
Everything is normal, except...
What do you want?
Is that something you'd say? Normal Monday?
I'm gonna shoot you right now.
You know, it seems like everything was so intense all throughout the film. Who was the person on set that kept people laughing the most in between takes?
I think Don has, he's laid back on the set, is a lot of fun to work with, got great jokes, told a story. What were you being followed by, a rhino? By a baby rhino?
Attacked by a rhino in Africa.
By a rhino. And,
if you have more time, I'd tell you all that
stuff. It's got all kinds of stories.
Yo, great work once again. Please be sure you stream No Sudden Move on HBO Max, popping off July 1st. You guys have done it again. See you at awards season. Hopefully the extra tux is picked up, because it's going
Thank
down.
You, bro. Thank you.
Peace and love, y'all.
Thank you. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Courtney Cox is opening up about something that we all can relate to, at least some of us here anyway. Heidi more than others.
What? What's happening?
And that's rejection.
Oh, no, yeah, that I know all about. No. She's not the right type.
No. Courtney explains how it felt when all her Friends co-stars were nominated for an Emmy except her.
Is that true?
She said, it always hurt my feelings when every single cast member was nominated but me. It definitely hurt my feelings. I was happy for everybody. And then when it was finally like, oh, I'm the only one, it hurt. Sherry, do you feel uncomfortable or bad for mentioning, you know, your Emmy when we here at Dish have no Emmys?
I thought y'all had one Emmy. So when I used to have my Emmy up here, I was like, well, we all got Emmys. Then they said, no, they don't have no Emmys.
Listen, I don't feel bad for that because Sherry has her Emmy for something else. But if Dish Nation got an Emmy, or just Portia got an Emmy, or Sherry got an Emmy, well, then it'd be like, wait, what the hell? Because it's the same show.
You got to start sleeping with folks, Heidi. It's just, you got to do
That's
what you
how it works.
Do.
That's the Emmy campaign, huh?
Yeah, you too, Frank. Frank, I want that.
Wow.
Hey! You want that Emmy or not?
You want that Emmy or not?
I'll give it up for all of you.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.